However, there was always Friday night to look forward to when my mother and I returned from a grim, though I suppose healthy life in Hampstead, to the lively pub, which, joy of joys, exhibited playbills for the Coliseum and the Met in the Edgware Road, a variety playhouse where my father used to take me to see brilliant performers like Marty Lloyd, George Robey, Nellie Wallace, Dan Leno, and many others. How proud I was to be taken by my father to this red-carpeted, golden-tiered palace full of unhealthy tobacco smoke and see such engaging talent, and to be one of the loyal and enthusiastic audience. Although I did not understand the blue jokes that set the audience on a roar, I felt that here was real communication between audience and performers. In fact, we were all one happy family. What a lot television actors miss. The other great perk from displaying playbills was constant visits to the Coliseum. Half of the evening was devoted to variety turns, and the second half was given over to Diaghilev's Russian Ballet. This opened up another world to me. The manager, a friend of my father's, would allow me to stand on the wings. How well I remember seeing Karsavina dance, with the great impresario himself waiting in the wings, holding an ermine cloak ready to wrap round the ballerina at the end of a wonderful performance with its host of curtain calls. I can still smell the Russian perfume, which seemed to change the very air. I saw Nijinsky do his famous leap out of the window, Inspector de la Rose, and many other great dancers. The world of the theatre in all its aspects seemed to me like a magic box with all its treasures just waiting to be revealed. Life was no longer grim and lonely, but wonderful, with unknown marvels still to be discovered. The next high spot was seeing Pavlova dance. Her dying swan haunted me, and thereafter I could think of nothing but working to become a ballerina assoluta. I attended ballet school for many years, run by Helen May. No one could have worked harder than I. But alas, I did not progress very well. The reason was varicose veins. My father then admitted that both of his sisters, whom I'd never met, had been similarly afflicted at an early age. Giving up ballet was a heartbreaking experience, but happily was soon replaced by a passion for the theatre. Gerald du Maurier in Dear Brutus was the first play I saw, apart from the annual pantomime and Peter Pan. From then on, a school friend and I used to sit in the front row of the gallery at the Old Vic every Saturday, where we saw actors like Ernest Milton, Harcourt Williams, the young John Gielgud, Michael Redgrave, play opposite Edith Evans and others. How different Shakespeare acted at the Vic seemed compared with the one read at school. The magic of the verse, interpreted by such incomparable actors, was intoxicating.